Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, it's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Interesting, this Friday we've come to two verses of Scripture as we finish up chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, and it's this passage, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate or may be complete, equipped for every good work. You know, I love that passage for many reasons. First of all, it gives me the origin of the Bible. The Word of God comes from God. That's why it's the Word of God. It's not the Word of man about God. It's the Word of God through man, prophets in the Old Testament, apostles in the New Testament, carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's why he uses this next phrase, theopneustos, God-breathed. All Scripture is God-breathed. All Scripture is expired out of God's mouth into the hearts and mouths and pens of prophets and the apostles to give us the Scriptures. It's the Word of God from God through man to man that we may know God, that we may know him in all of his glory. So when you get the Word of God, what do? You do teaching. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for what? Number one, teaching. Number two, reproof. Number three, correction. All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate and equipped for every good work. So the Word of God comes from God through man to man. Then what should we do with it now that we have it? We are to teach it, that you teach the Word of God. That's why at Briarwood we are committed to expository preaching, working consecutively through verses of the Bible, chapters of the Bible, books of the Bible, and that gives you the whole counsel of God, and that gives you balance in the Word of God. Instead of preachers just riding their own hobby horses every Sunday, you get the truth of God as it's unfolded through the Bible in the Word of God. And then not only is the Scripture the Word of God that's profitable for teaching, but then reproof. You know why it's reproof? Reproof is a call to repentance. In other words, all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching. And what's the first application of teaching? Reproof. Why? Because we don't start off in neutral. We are sinners. And therefore, the Word of God confronts us in our sin. But notice the Bible doesn't stop with reproof. It then goes to the positive. Correction. Stop that. Do this. Put off the old man. Put on the new. So the Scripture, first of all, teaches us our need of Christ. And then we put our trust in Christ as Lord and Savior. Then the Bible starts to equip us by taking the teaching that we're in the text that we're studying. And the first thing it does is reprove us, then it corrects us that you may be trained in righteousness. That is, God is making your life different. Instead of being under the dominion of sin, you're now under the dominion of grace, and the Word of God is growing you so that righteousness, you not only have the perfect righteousness of Christ when you get saved, you get the opportunity of personal righteousness to point to your Savior and the power of his grace. And then he says that the man of God may be complete, that God wants to complete you, perfect you with his Word as it comes to you, as it reproves you and corrects you. And then it says equipped for every good work. Do you want to be able to worship? Do you want to be able to do justice? You want to be able to do evangelism? To be equipped for all of those good works, you've got to be completed. To be completed, you've got to be corrected. To be corrected, you've got to be reproved. To be reproved, you've got to be taught. To be taught, you need the Word of God. Or go the other way. The Word of God teaches you, then it reproves you, then it corrects you, then it trains you, then it completes you, it matures you, then it sends you, and as it sends you, you are now ready for every good work. And that is another slice of fresh bread, another Lord's Day, worship on the Lord's Day, and a good church that is preaching the Word of God. And then I'll see you back here on Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.